Hey, Jeff, I'd love an answer to the question, what happens when there is an accident that occurs on the water?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's here in Florida, most people really enjoy the water and have a lot of fun outdoors, whether at the beach or in swimming pools. And as much fun as it is, unfortunately, it can also be extremely dangerous, especially for young children or people who do not know how to swim. There are different laws that can apply when an accident happens on the water. Now, of course, if something happens in a pool, if somebody is injured or drowns in a pool, standard negligence laws in Florida will apply. You have to look at things like whether there was proper supervision, whether there was a fence or a gate that blocked off the backyard and the pool, and those sorts of things. But when an accident happens out on the water that is not a pool, either in the ocean or a lake, which is both are very common here in Florida, then different laws can apply. People frequently are boating and they're out boating. Sometimes boats will collide. People will fall off boats. Jet skis or wave runners are accidents that happen all the time because a lot of people just go rent jet skis and have never been out on one and don't really know exactly how to operate them. And they often will collide with other jet skis or docks or pilings or things like that. There are also cases where people will be jumping into the water off of boats, and the tides will change. And water that was not shallow when you started jumping, as the tide goes out and gets lower, the water can then suddenly become shallow and cause injury when you jump off of a boat. The issue that is important and the reason why you need to contact an experienced personal injury attorney is because there are different laws that can apply when you get hurt out on the water. For example, if you are hurt in a pond or on a lake, then most likely Florida's negligence laws will apply. However, if you are hurt out on a river or the bay or the ocean or the Gulf of Mexico, then admiralty or maritime laws could apply. And the reason why that's important is because maritime laws sometimes have very different elements of damages that can be recovered when you are injured. So, and there are things that can affect what laws apply. For example, did the accident happen in territorial waters, which is within 3 miles of the coast, or did it happen out further than 3 miles? And the answers to questions like that can often make a huge difference in what you're allowed to recover. So if you are ever hurt out on the water, the Gulf, the bay, the rivers, anything like that, it's very important that you call an experienced attorney who can advise you as to what kind of damages you're entitled to for your injuries.